So we're gonna look at self-awareness. There's actually five components of self-awareness, and we're going to look at the first one, which is self-awareness, and it's the extent to which basically you're aware of your emotions and how they affect you, and to some extent how they affect others, but it's mostly how they affect you. It's kind of like looking at a car dashboard and seeing all the controls, right? So you're aware and you can see all the controls on the dashboard. That would be a high emotional intelligence on self-awareness. Most people are not that aware with their emotions, and there's all kinds of emotions going on for them that they're not even aware of.
I got lights on my dashboard on my new F-150. I don't even know what they mean.
Bingo! There you go, Mark.
I have no clue.
So you have some emotional triggers that are going on, and you don't know why they are or where they're coming from. It's the same thing as your new vehicle.
Yeah. I'm not the owner's manual type reader.
So you have to experience it. So let's talk about how to understand what's going on for you emotionally and what you can do about it. One of the easiest ways, everybody who's listening to this right now, if you're not driving, all right, I want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to imagine or get into how you are feeling.
That's interesting.
Now, if you were able to pick up something very quickly or multiple emotions very quickly, then you're probably fairly aware of your emotions. If you were having a hard time coming with emotions or you're kind of fighting it, then you probably are low on this self-awareness concept. And it's like anything else. If you're not aware of something, there's nothing you can do about it. So the first step of emotional intelligence is to understand how you are feeling, what your emotions are, and how you're feeling in different type of situations and circumstances. And closing your eyes is just one of many, many different techniques to become much more self-aware of what's going on for you.
That's a good tip.
I like it.
And one of the other aspects going on, because I know we only have a brief amount of time, is there's something, we call it ocean of emotions. And the more emotions that you have, the more cluttered it is, the more difficult it is to experience it. So if you just went through something very traumatic, there's going to be a lot of emotions going on all at the same time. So at that point, then for sure, you need to just try to relax and close your eyes and figure out what is going on and what are the most intense and or the ones that you need to be the most aware of or do something about. And we have a whole training program that we're kicking off in December. So, and if you're interested in getting in this training program, it's all online because we're down here in Texas and you're up in Philadelphia. Give us a call or contact us at abelson.net, ABELSON.net.
Very good.